Tune in, learn, and engage. Be part of our family. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Definitely the world is our community, and it is time for our tech show this morning with Brother Faisal Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Sister Anissa, and to the wonderful listeners of Radio Islam International. With just one day left before the start of the blessed month of Ramadan, depending obviously on the sighting of the hilal.
I was about to say 1 or 2 days left, but inshallah, if it's one day, all the better. We get into the blessed month quicker. We're talking today about LG Electronics shutting down their smartphone business. I think that made quite a bit of surprising news.
Absolutely. This is quite shocking and I think disappointing on some people's part as well. But remember, they were competing in a very competitive market with so many different brands out there. We have Samsung and you got Apple and you got Oppo and you got so many others, even Nokia that is trying to revive themselves as well. So I think LG just, I don't know, couldn't keep up perhaps. So they've announced they're closing down its smartphone business after the division lost billions in recent years. They did really have some nice devices. I mean, really innovative compared to what we normally see on the market. They come out with very elaborate designs. So we know they're from South Korea. They're the second largest appliance firm. Was one considered the pioneer of Android operating system, collaborating with likes of Google on the Nexus series in the early 2010s. Now, however, it has struggled to increase sales, entering the market late and facing tough competition from emerging Chinese rivals, including Huawei. So it's a very competitive market. And we know that people want the best phones at the cheapest prices, but sometimes, unfortunately, that's not possible. And when you want to develop a top-of-the-range smartphone, it's going to cost a lot of money. So LG has made many innovations, including the ultra-wide-angle cameras, rising to third-largest smartphone maker in 2013. They were the top of the top at one stage. So according to research firm Counterpoint, LG last year shipped 28 million phones, which compares with 256 million for Samsung. And in a statement, LG says the smartphone division has failed to produce results amid intensifying price competition among competitors in the entry-level mobile phone market. And the decision will enable the firm to focus resources in growth areas such as electric vehicle components, robotics, and smart homes. I know their fridges and the TVs are just absolutely stunning. So the unit has recorded, it's a business unit, has recorded losses of 23 consecutive quarters since 2015. So they haven't made any profits, with the cumulative deficit reaching about 5 trillion one, which equates about 4.4 billion by the end of last year. So that's obviously a very huge loss. And the smartphone business is the smallest of LG's five divisions, accounting for just 7.4% of revenue. So currently, its global mobile phone market share is about 2%. But I'm sure that they will still have some support for the LG mobile phones, not as far as the Android operating system is concerned, because obviously that's a different matter altogether. But for services, if there's something wrong with the phone, they will offer some sort of service with regards to repairs and, you know, maintenance of the device.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope they do, because quite a number of people do have LG phones still.
They're actually very nice. I mean, I really love the LG phones. They came out with the LG Wing now recently. We spoke about it on this show. It's a real nice device. It was absolutely amazing. But, you know, like I said, in the market that we operating in at the moment, and smartphones manufacturers are operating at the moment, it's very, very competitive. And you have to have the innovative products with the latest features at a very reasonable price. And sometimes, unfortunately, these brands don't make it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Fujifilm introduces the Instamax Mini 40 in South Africa. That's the camera, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, I love these Instax cameras, rather. I mean, they're just amazing, you know. We lost that touch, Sister Anissa, you know, like used to have in the olden days, where you take a normal camera, not a smartphone camera, take a photo and you have to go to a photo developing shop and develop those photos, or you take an instant camera and you can see your results immediately. So when I was in Port Elizabeth, I think 2 years ago, you know, I took the Instax camera with me, and immediately you could get your photos and share it, and your families want their own mementos, you know, your kids and your wife want their own mementos, so they can keep, not like in your phone where it's on your device, in your store. storage. So these cameras are actually quite amazing. So they've now announced the Instax Mini 40 in South Africa. Now, if you look at this one, I mean, it looks like it's old retro cameras. It looks very, very nice. So they've introduced this Instax Mini 40 in their lineup of the Instax lineup, embracing the old school look. That's what they're calling it, the old school look and the feel of film cameras, you know, the olden days. Uh-huh. It's so nice. I mean, you know, the antique stuff. And I love antiques. You know, I shared a few weeks ago a barometer that I got from a flea market. It was made in the 1950s by a German company, but the nostalgia behind it is just absolutely amazing. So the Instax Mini 40 features an automatic exposure function, which automatically optimizes the shutter speed, flash output, and other settings according to the overall shooting conditions. Now, this allows for balanced prints that are correctly exposed in both bright outdoor and low light indoor environments. Now, the Instax Mini 40 uses Fujifilm's Minifilm, which provides a photo picture the size of about 62 by 46 millimeters in about 90 seconds. So after you click the shutter button in 90 seconds, you will basically have the photo. Users can also activate the selfie mode, which a lot of people do at the moment for taking selfies and close-up shots. And the Mini 40 is powered by two AA batteries, which obviously is included. You can get the rechargeables. I found that very useful. And with a weight of only 330 grams without the batteries and strap, is actually quite light. And then Fujifilm has also introduced a new mini format film, and they call it contact sheet. Now, this contact sheet, its stylized black border design imitates a contact sheet traditionally developed film photographers in photographic darkrooms. So it looks like that old school. They really went out here and made it absolutely nice.
Retro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Retro. And the contact sheet film pack contains 10 prints, can be used in all Instax mini cameras. So that's amazing. I think, you know, you must try it out. And they're fun. They're not like this, you know, this heavy-duty DSLRs that you get. It's yes. Appeals to everybody, young and old. And I've got one of them, and they're absolutely amazing. And the kids love it. You know, you'll take a photo with your cell phone. I'll take a photo with the Instax camera, and they're more enthused by that than what they're enthused by the cell phone, you know, because they get to see the results immediately. Although even in a phone you do, but they get to keep the photo for themselves. In a photo where you take on the cell phone, or any other camera, you need to have it developed or via memory card. Like this is old school, and you just get to fold it and they can put it in their book or they can put it anywhere else. So coming to price and availability, the Fujifilm Instax Mini 40 instant camera will be available in South Africa on the 21st of April and set to retail for about $1,399. So it's not expensive at all. And the contact sheet film pack will be available online on the same day for around $169. So you can see they got affordable cameras and they're quite cool. I mean, check them out. The article's on my website at faisalpatel.com. Or Wire to Tech.
All right. So we're now talking about Bolt and Uber, and the apps are now available on the Huawei App Gallery.
Yeah, you know, we were speaking about the Ramadan starting probably Monday or Tuesday, Sister Nisa. Mm-hmm. I actually put up a nice post on my Twitter handle, and the listeners can check it out. And one of the devices that I'm using at the moment is the Huawei Watch GT 2 Pro Moon Phase. And I put up the post because, you know, a lot of people will be tuned to Radio Islam on Monday, probably literally the whole country, because Radio Islam, among many other radio stations, get Maulana Bam to come on to give us the moon announcement. And a lot of people will be anticipating Ramadan to be on Monday, first Rawi Monday, or fasting Tuesday, and the first Rawi Tuesday if the moon is not sighted. And according to the Huawei watch which I got at the moment, I mean, it really gives you an idea of what the moon is like on Monday. So if I look at the watch at the moment as I speak to you, on Monday the moon rise is at 6:30, right? And the moon set is 6:22. And on Tuesday, the moon rise is at 7:22 and the moon set is 6:54. Now, if I go on to visibility and that sort of stuff, on Monday, the illumination, that means where you can see the moon, is 0.0%, and a lunar cycle day is 1. So it's highly likely that it won't be so visible. But again, you know, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, so we leave it up to him. And on Tuesday, they call it the waxing crescent, Sister Anissa. We learned that in geography in school. Uh-huh. The illumination is 0.5%. In the lunar cycle, day 2, you can see it. So it will be more visible on Tuesday. But alhamdulillah, we're hoping that Ramadan starts sooner than later, and we can have even more many months of Ramadan, so we can keep our spiritual ecstasy up to that maximum level. But speaking about those apps, inshallah, the Bolt and Uber, you know, sometimes we dismiss the new Huawei App Gallery, but they've got phenomenal apps on there. And though those that got the Huawei devices, don't be despondent, because you can have a plethora of apps on the App Store. So two new has been added now to the App Store. It's Bolt and Uber. We know some people use it. I use it sometimes because, you know, you don't have a car available or maybe you just don't in the mood to drive. So Huawei says by downloading these two apps, that's Bolt and Uber, these transportation apps on the Huawei App Gallery, users can now use a simple, affordable and much more quicker way of reaching any destination within a certain cities in South Africa. The company says most of these ride-hailing apps are integrated within the core of the Huawei mobile services, that is HMS ecosystem. Now, they include Huawei Map and Location Kit, which provides accurate location when booking rides and location tracking, thereby offering enhanced user experience. Now, Bolt, for those that don't know, was formerly known as Taxify. It's a mobility app for requesting fast and affordable rides and food deliveries. There's so many things you can do with it. The service is available in more than 40 countries, more than 200 cities across Europe, Africa, West Asia, and Latin America. So maybe that's something you can consider, you know, if you want to order food or you need to go somewhere. And the Huawei App Gallery, just to give you some context, is the third largest global app distribution platform and is always expanding its portfolio across South Africa by adding more innovative apps. Now, currently, the platform is available in more than 170 countries with 530 million monthly active users globally. So you can see it's not just a small little, you know, app store. Now, within the second half of 2020, total downloads from the Huawei App Gallery reached 384 billion, while 2.3 million developers globally joined the Huawei mobile services ecosystem. Also, that story available on our website. You can check it out as well. But if you use Uber and if you use Bolt app and if you've got a Huawei device, then I suggest you download these apps from the Huawei App Gallery.
Definitely. I use Bolt and Uber quite often, and I still use my iPhone. My daughter has a Huawei, so she's pretty happy with the functionality that she has. Well, we're moving on, and the HMD Global launches its 6th 5G Android 11 smartphone.
Yeah, this is very exciting. When last have you used the Nokia phone, Sister Anissa? Remember in the olden days, you used to get the 5110 and 8310 and so many others. And Nokia was the phone to have in the olden days, isn't it? If you had the top of the range Nokia, you were like the man. You were like Queen Anissa Essac, you know? Sorry, I'm being lighthearted this morning. But last show for Ramadan. But that's the way it was. If you had the latest Nokia, you were like the main guy, you know? And since the iPhone launch and Samsung's, and Nokia has waned slightly, but they've now launched 6 new devices. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them. You can check it out on my website at faisalpatel.com. So we know that HMD is a home of Nokia phones. They've announced its biggest launch to date, featuring 6 new smartphones, the Nokia X20, the X10, the G20, the G10, the C20, and the C10. So I've got a detailed breakdown of all of those phones. You can check out the features individually. Basically, the top of the range Nokia X series, that's the one I mentioned, the X20 and the X10, intermediate G series and entry level C series all deliver the quality experience that consumers have come to expect from the European mobile company. Nokia was known as, you know, just a phenomenal company. Their battery life on the phones was absolutely amazing. And one of the things that always got people excited, Sister Nisa, was the snake game. I don't know if you played that snake game. Who hasn't played the snake game? Maybe they can tweet us and let us know. So Florian Seich, CEO of HMD Global, says in the past 12 months have been very challenging, and to quote him, he says, as a Finnish company, our approach to technology and business is human first, and it is reflected in this new smartphone range. We want people to love their phones, and people used to love the Nokia phones, haven't they? I mean, like I said, you know, everybody used to have this Nokia phone, and they came out with very, very nice devices. So the detailed breakdown of that particular phones are on my website. You can check it out at faisalpatel.com or alternatively Wired to Tech, and I give you the details of the cameras and the features and many others as well. They also launched HMD Connect, which follows the success of the brand's global roaming solution, HMD Connect, which launched in March 2020. The new service launches in the UK this month with a gradual rollout planned later. And in Nokia Lite Earbuds, so that's something you can consider as well. The Lite Earbuds features easy-to-learn touch controls for music, voice assistant, and calls, and many other features as well. So available on my website, check it out. And if you really love Nokia, and if you still want to go with Nokia, you can check it out on my website.
All right, and then we move on to monitors, and we're looking at Lenovo. They've got new monitors up.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we always look for, I don't know about you, Sister Nisa, is that sometimes, and because of the COVID-19, there is always a demand for sometimes freebies or free gifts or even sometimes packages. You know, when you buy like a mobile phone, you'll probably get an Xbox game with it free, or you'll get headphones free. And this is something that people want at the moment, especially because money is so tight. So basically what this company, Ant Online, has done, they've announced a bundle containing the exclusive Lenovo monitor along with a highly desired AMD Ryzen 950X and Xbox Game Pass for PC for 3 month subscription. So you must check this out. Go to Ant Online. So the offer will be live through April 9th and should go fast. The link to the bundle can be found on the website. So just check on their website. The thing is, Sister Nisa, whenever we buy something, if you want to spend 30, 40,000 rand or 20,000 rand on a computer or on a TV, we as human are fallible. We want something to come free with it. And, you know, you don't get this all the time. And it's happening now a lot, especially now with the pandemic. So people should actually take advantage of this. So if you're buying a new smartphone, a new TV, a new fridge, a new appliance, and look for those bundle deals where you get certain things with it. It will save you a lot of time and money. So maybe if you buy a fridge, you'll get a subscription, or you'll get a free voucher maybe to one of the shopping centers, and you can buy something like that. But it gives you extra money in your pocket. So check out this from Ant Online. I think it's absolutely amazing. If you're looking for a monitor, especially a Lenovo monitor, it comes with a gaming pass. And if you're a gamer, then obviously this will be quite good for you.
Okay, you shouldn't say things like that to me, but right now I think I'm going to leave the gaming side to aside for a while. All right, and we're looking at the Mercedes-Benz Vito facelift.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I don't know, have you ever sat in a blue light brigade, Sister Nisa?
No, I haven't.
Now, the Blue Light Brigade, for those that don't know, is basically a high-profile dignity or a president that has this black Mercedes-Benz or BMW surrounding, and they go to an event, and, you know, you have to move out of the way. And that's how I felt a few weeks ago when I went with my cousin. His name is Akil Giri, and he works for Mercedes-Benz, and he brought home this Mercedes-Benz Vito. And, you know, we really felt like VIPs. I promise. I actually put up a photo on my Twitter handle and also on my Facebook. The people were literally moving out of the way for us. They thought you were part of the Blue Light Brigade. But more on the vehicle itself, I mean, it's just an absolutely amazing, for a family, you know, if you travel to Durban or Cape Town with this, I don't think you'll ever feel the journey. It is just totally, totally luxurious. So check out the Mercedes-Benz Vito facelift. Speaking about an exciting interior, a nip and tuck facelift has resulted in the Vito being one of the most eye-catching mid-size vans to be seen on the road. That is absolutely true. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. The updated radiator grille without the chrome option is available when ordered conjunction with selected factory options. Then they're talking about a comfortable cabin, and this is amazing. The designers have also updated the entire Vito range interior. It's got the hard-wearing and elegant Kaluma fabric, replaces the previous Tunja fabric. The Vito facelift includes new ventilation nozzles to round off the star performance interiors. A heavy duty and waterproof floor covering provides improved dampening and anti-slip service. Latest infotainment. I think this part is actually amazing, especially if you go for a long drive. The facelift also extends the range of infotainment systems. The new Vito uses digital radio reception for all radio options. This means that crystal clear and interference-free radio reception is even possible over long distances in consistently good quality. So if you want to listen to Radio Islam and you don't get reception once you leave Joburg, don't worry. I mean, this particular system will obviously give you that, and you'll be able to listen to Radio Islam. So the new Audio 30 and Audio 40 infotainment systems meet many customer requirements. It's got a 7-inch touchscreen with a smartphone integration via Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and a smartphone can be charged via the USB interface. And then they're speaking about enhanced safety and assistance systems. They also got active brake assist, so it's quite safe. Coming on to price range, obviously it won't come cheap, but for the luxury and the features that you get in this particular vehicle, it's absolutely amazing. It starts off from around 573,000 rand. So, I know you got some small change for me there, and it goes up until 1,109,000 rand. So check out this Vito range. I'm sure it will enthuse you. And, you know, I was just looking at it. I said, you know, when you go to Durban, sometimes flights are too expensive, sometimes the cars are too small, and the kids get bored, you know, sitting in a car. What do they do? And when I sat in this, me and my brothers, and Akil was driving, and we were just like, you know, we're being chauffeured, and it was absolutely amazing. Now imagine driving a long distance like that. You'll be absolutely comfortable. You won't even feel the journey, and the seats can recline. It actually comes into a form of a bed, so you can even sleep, you know.
Okay, you know what? smart brother says, well, you just sold me on this. I'm going to buy this car. I don't care if I have to get it on credit, because I know if I'm traveling, I don't have to book into a hotel.
I can't explain it on air. I mean, it's... You have to actually sit in it and see to actually believe it. And I was just mesmerized by this vehicle, you know. And
you sold me on
it. It's beyond my price range. But, I mean, for that little drive, and we just went from Lens to Lanesia South, Lanesia to Lanesia South, to one of the bakeries there. And it's a, like 11-kilometer journey. And it was just the ride of my life. I mean, it was absolutely amazing that how comfortable and how nice this particular vehicle is.
I have this picture in my head right now of the guys that you were with trying to get you out of the car and you refusing.
No, we know when we got out and I said, I want to take a quick video of it. I took a video of it, and you have to see it. Even video and pictures doesn't do justice. Yeah, you must experience it to see it yourself. And it's just amazing, you know. So check it out, and maybe you can share your thoughts and comments with us.
Inshallah. All right, let's move on to our Ramadan app. What have you got in store for us?
Yeah, look, this is basically the last show for Ramadan, but obviously we will keep our listeners still up to date via the social media platforms. And I do have a news roundup program on a weekday, every day at about 10:30. So we'll touch about 5-6 minutes on just the latest tech that has come through. But this is the 10 best apps for Ramadan. And I know there's many out there. Maybe the listeners can tweet me on it, Faisal Patel 143, and maybe they can share it with me and I can share it with our listeners as well. So the first one is called the Ramadan Guide. It's available from the iTunes store. Guiding the faithful in the day-to-day activities with a combination of illustrations and useful learnings is the objective of this app. It also has explanations of the verses of the Quran with English translations and meanings. That's the Ramadan Guide. Number two, the Beautiful Sayings of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, available from the iTunes store. This app provides users with a large collection of beautiful sayings or quotes from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The collection is from authentic Islamic texts. Riyadu Salihin. Now, this is very convenient during the observance of the fast. Users are provided with the various sunnahs, all in English. Number three, Ramadan Diet, iTunes Store. As many Muslims lose weight during fasting month, during Ramadan, this app gives users a dietary note on the do's and don'ts during the holy month. It suggests exercises and pushes notifications, reminding users of the right time to exercise and to eat. Number four, Sun and Moon, also available from the iTunes Store. This app takes into account the global positioning system or GPS data from smartphones and accurately calculates timing sunrise and sunset, moonrise and moonset, helping users to follow the practices accordingly. And then also number five, Ramadan Daily Dua, iTunes Store. This app has been designed with the intention of helping users to recite duas that are specific for each day in the holy month of Ramadan. And then Muslim Pro app, I mean, we discussed this, there's some controversy with this, so I'm not going to go too much into this particular one, available on iTunes and Android Store. Remember, there was some tracking involved in there. We spoke about it previously on the show. Islamic Compass, iTunes and the Android Store. This app will provide users with the information on the direction of the Qibla. There's a necessary compass that points users to Mecca and any position around the world. So check that out. Islamic greeting cards, iTunes and Android Store. Now, users of this app can send Islamic cards to their family by sharing verses of the Quran. So for Eid and Ramadan or whatever it is. And then Quran Reader, iTunes, Android Store. This app is interactive, allow users to read and listen to study the Quran with simple tap and hold button. And last but not least, Islamic Kit, which is available from the iTunes Store. This app contains some of the most important topics and books related to the Islam and will help all Muslims keep in touch with the Quran, Hadith, knowledge of Deen in general. And then obviously you just get the last one, which I use a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people use in Ramadan, is a 13-line Quran. I think that's amazing. That's like exactly like the Quran you got at home. And if you're reading in a car or you're going to work, and when you come home, you can always just know where you left off and carry on from there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your time and a blessed Ramadan to you, brother Faisal.
JazakAllah, and to you also, Sister Nisa, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International. We will not be doing the tech show in Ramadan, but the listeners can still stay in touch with me on at FaisalPatel143. That's my Twitter, on Facebook.com/FaisalPatel, and also on Instagram at Faisal Patel as well. A lot of people requesting the video of Masjid Uthman Ghani, which we opened about 2 weeks ago. That's available on my YouTube channel. So if you want an internal tour of the Masjid Uthman Ghani, which was recently opened in Asia South, check out my YouTube channel. And while you're at it, hit the like and subscribe button as well. There's also reviews of phones and devices and many other content on that YouTube channel. So please hit the subscribe and also the like button as well. Sister Nisa, JazakAllah so much to you for hosting me every Sunday on the Tech Show. And I again make dua for you and for the entire Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, including the listeners of Radio Islam and the management, staff and colleagues here at Radio Islam. May Allah Ta'ala make it a beautiful and the best Ramadan ever. And may Allah Ta'ala fill our homes and our hearts with nur and barakah, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.